Shiva Namo Om Shiva. Om Shiva Namo Om Shiva. Om Shiva Namo Om Shiva. It's early morning at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Navadeep. Jayaram Prabhu, the Pujari, opens up Lord Shiva's temple. Sachisuno Prabhu chants japa with flowers in hand ready for offering as a local devotee quietly chants prayers. The first aarti held each day in the mat is to Sadashiva Gangadhar. Shiva is honored as a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, and the devotees mainly chant the Maha Mantra at his aartis. Welcome to our devotional news slot for Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. On this day, we celebrate Shiva Ratri. Last night, the devotees engaged in devotional service and decorated the mandir with beautiful marigold flowers. Shiva Artik has just ended, and we will now be joining the Artiks at the other temples. devotees circumambulate Sri Govinda Kund, and the pujari takes a boat across to the Sri Man Mahaprabhu Chandan Yatra Mandir. He pays his obeisance to Sri Giriraj, and soon aarti begins.
Jai Shri
Vajrapati Jai
Shri
Vajrapati
Jai
Shri
Vajrapati
Jai
Shri
Prabhu Nityananda.
Here they chant the Sri Govinda Kund Gupta Govardhan Aarti, composed by Srila Govinda Maharaj. The devotees have now chanted kirtan at the aartis to Lord Shiva and to Giriraj in the center of Sri Govinda Kund. They are about to attend the aartis of Srila Guru Maharaj and then Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundarju. Today is the first year we are celebrating Shiva Ratri since Lord Shiva was installed beside Sri Govinda Kund. Many devotees and villagers will be coming with offerings of rice, fruit, flowers, incense, and milk products to present to Shiva on this auspicious day. Everyone then does parikrama of the Samadhi Mandir and the main temple. Soon it is daylight and the devotees engage in various services such as cleaning and preparing for this day's event.
Jai Nandi ki jai.
Flowers are picked from the beautiful gardens by Sri Govinda Kund, and today, especially beautiful garlands are made for Lord Sadashiva.
Then he went to Mayapur and was initiated by Srila Sarasvati Thakur. He said many times that he got inspiration and full support from Lord Shiva in Jamalpur. And also just before this...
The daily class in front of Srila Guru Maharaj's temple of union and separation today naturally focuses on the glories of Lord Shiva. Sadhu Priya Prabhu of Australia reads a lecture by Srila Govinda Maharaj and discusses the special relationship of Lord Shiva and our divine masters. Meanwhile, across the road, Jayaram Prabhu engages in constant service to Lord Sadashiva. So these are the events that have been taking place all day. For the rest of the day, the gates will remain open so that Lord Shiva can receive offerings of water, fruit, and incense from both the villagers and devotees that will be coming in all day. Fasting is optional, so those of us that have will be breaking the fast at 12 noon. However, for the people that have been fasting all day, a feast will be held tomorrow so that everybody can participate for Shiva Ratri. This is a chance for everyone to personally make offerings to Lord Shiva, and a constant stream of sincere souls took advantage of this opportunity to render him service. Many fast on Shivaratri right through to the next day. As evening arrived, an all-night kirtan began, with some chanting the entire night. The next day, and the devotees are still chanting enthusiastically. Morning Shiva Arti has just begun after the bhajans from 4:30 p.m. yesterday have finally ended. I'm sure we are all waiting for the feast at 12 p.m. Well, thank you all for joining us. See you next time. Hare Krishna.
আমি কিন্তু চেক করে যাই থাকবো ওই কিছু